Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is Hidden in Hearts, Lives Changed. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hidden in Hearts, Lives Changed. Written and read by Emma Danzi. Psalm 119, verse 11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Hidden your word in my heart. Have you ever had a treasured memory of a person or any experience before? You might often reflect and ponder about it. You likely think fondly of this person or moment, and the reminder impacts your life still today. We tend to replay memories within our minds, sometimes helpful and sometimes hurtful. There is something that we can put within our thoughts which will always be helpful to us. The Bible is a gift of treasures to us from God Himself. When we spend time learning and memorizing Scripture, we will have stored up beautiful treasures within our hearts. There is a lot competing for our hearts, but when Jesus is our first priority, everything else will be in its proper place. There is great joy in knowing Him and growing in the love of Him and His Word. When Mary gave birth to Jesus, our Savior, it says in Luke 2, verse 19, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. As she looked upon her Savior and worshiped God, she pondered the things that she learned and experienced with Him. We too have been invited to hide God's word in our hearts. This means that we learn the Scriptures and the gospel by memorizing them and knowing them. It means that we are thinking about them and treasuring the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Have you been thinking about a certain Bible verse this week or concept in which you are learning about God? Are you savoring the sweet moments of worship you have recently had with the Lord? We are invited to treasure our Savior. We can take great delight in Him and find joy within knowing Him. As we actively hide His word within our hearts, we will begin to think about Him more and remember what He has said to us, and then naturally be more able to apply what He has said to our daily lives. That I might not sin against you. The other part of this verse is intriguing. It says that I might not sin against you. When we are seeking the Lord and His word, we are going to learn about His holiness and our sinfulness. We will be humbled to learn how imperfect and in need of a Savior that we are in life. By hiding God's words in our hearts, we are able to withstand sin. When we spend time being filled up by the Holy Spirit and pondering the ways of God, we will be more prone to follow Him and honor Him. This is not out of guilt or shame, but it will stem out of a deep love for Christ. When we truly know Jesus, we understand that there is nothing greater than Him. We will put Him in His rightful place in our hearts, and we will seek to glorify Him in all areas of our lives. Yes, we will fail, but knowing His love and His word will convict us, redirect us, and help us to receive the grace and forgiveness that He has given to us through His sacrifice on the cross. Have you felt bogged down by habitual sins? Try getting into the Bible regularly. We can combat the work of the enemy in our lives by fighting the spiritual fight with the Spirit and the Bible. We are all sinners and will make mistakes. But knowing God and treasuring Him above all will help us to follow Him with our lives. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Intersecting faith and life. How have you been hiding God's word and gospel message within your heart? How has knowing His love for you and His scriptures helped you combat sin in your life? Keep thinking of creative ways to treasure the Bible in your heart and to avoid sinning against God. Further reading, Matthew 13, verse 44, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, Colossians 2, verses 2 through 3.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.